This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Tyler Glass, now of the Dodgers, was placed on the IL. He was a possibility to start the All-Star game. So we're a little excited. Paul Skeen's got a good shot at starting this thing. But there is some bad news. Hunter Green of the Reds was named the replacement for Tyler Glass now, who's got a 3.45 ERA, 104 innings, 5-4 record. Good year for Hunter Green. Mitch Keller has a lower ERA, more innings pitched, and he's 10-5. So I don't get it.
Right.
I don't really understand. I also don't understand this little sabermetric element of the thing. Mitch Keller, again, more innings and a lower ERA, yet his WAR number is 2.2 and Hunter Green's is 3.2. Somebody in the baseball nerd world text us at 412-928-9370. How in the world Mitch Keller has better numbers, has pitched more innings, has a lower ERA, and has a lower WAR number? It's not like these guys are hitting. It's not like Hunter Green's up there like with the stick hammering home runs.
It's possible that his WAR is lower because some of his like bad games were worse than Hunter Green's worst games, even though he ended up pitching better.
That's as good an explanation as I could hope.
I also wonder how many Reds are on the All-Star roster. Sometimes they'll make choices just to balance out teams and who represents.
I was going to say that too. I was going to say that with the Pirates.
I'm not saying
two,
it's right,
two
Crowley.
Pirates pitchers. I don't think that they want to spread the wealth.
In a perfect world, Keller would be in. Yes. You asked for an explanation.
I'm not arguing with you.
He was about to.
It's too early for that. Check back in around 7:39. I think Skeens should start the All-Star game. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here. I'm sure you feel the same way, and Callis feels the same way. There's probably not a person listening to the show here in Pittsburgh that doesn't think that Paul Skeens has done enough to be the starter, but I'd have thunk it had been announced by now, especially with Glass now going on the IL. And if I'm Rob Manfred, I talk to the NL coaching staff, and I say, yo, Skeens is starting this thing.
Yeah, he's our money banker.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Yes. And so these are who people want to see. This is why we have All-Star games. This is why that, you know, you put the best players on TV and have a break so everybody can focus on that. Because Paul Skeens, you know, said it yesterday, and it's not something that I just came up with, but whenever you have a guy that's a young pitcher that a rival crowd stands up and cheers for whenever he walks off the mound, that's a guy I want in my All-Star game.
Yeah.
To start.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see. People went to the Cardinals game to see him, and then they cheered because of his performance, even though they're cheering against the Pirates.
Yes.
They're cheering for the Pirates.
There are very few needle movers in baseball.
Yes.
You know, football's got wide receivers, quarterbacks, people fawn over. Basketball, it's a game of stars.
Yes.
Baseball's got precious few dudes that people will pay money to go see, who will make it appointment viewing. Now, I could also see if they were trying to make the ratings ploy, say, we don't know when Paul Skeens is going to pitch, so why don't you tune in and you're going to have to sit around and wait. But I think it would be awesome to see the top of the order American League lineup going against Skeens. He's not going to throw more than one inning. Have it be the first inning against the top of that lineup and see what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll tell you what it's going to look like. Leadoff guy hits a homer. And then after that, he just kicks ass.
Yep. First pitch.
First pitch home run off the foul pole. And then after that, spectacular stuff from Paul Skeens. I think you might see 103 out of Skeens if he's starting the All-Star game. I really do. I can't think of a good reason apart from, hey, keep people more intrigued because he's going to pitch at some point than for him to be the guy. He's not qualified as the NL's ERA leader, but if he had enough innings, he would be. Like, he has been the best pitcher in the National League.
Yep.
He is the betting favorite. This is insane. To win the Cy Young. Have him be the guy. And then you got some of these old baseball talking heads out there. He hasn't earned it.
Right. Get out of here.
Shut the hell up.
Get out of here. What hasn't he earned? hasn't he earned? I mean, he's gone against the best of the best, too. He's gone against Ohtani. He's gone against the Dodgers. You know, he's pitched, you know, obviously, and there's so many guys. And, I mean, it's not like he's out there, you know, pitching against doing cleanup duty against guys that are on the bottom of a lineup.
Right. It's not like he got the White Sox nine times. I mean, he's gone out there against some of the best teams in baseball, and he's never left a game, and the Pirates were trailing. It's not his fault he hasn't made 15 starts.
Here's one I hear all the time. He's got to learn how to pitch.
He knows how to pitch. Level.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Yeah. He paints corners. He pitches up and down. He mixes pitches in. When the fastball gets hit, he turns to his other stuff, like his splinker. He knows how to pitch. To me, that's the most remarkable thing about Paul Skeens. Isn't that he throws really hard. We knew he could do that. Is it that the stuff moves dramatically? We knew that was going to be the case. It's that, A, they let this guy actually go deeper into ball games than I thought they would. And then B, he's got a plan B, he's got a plan C, he's got a plan D. He thinks like he's a 15-year veteran. It's incredible.
Well, you put players like that on a pedestal, especially young players like that, because if you want to grow the game and you have young kids watching, you know, I know it's like cliche almost, but they see Paul Skeens and he's 21, 22 years old and is a rookie. And it's like, I want to be Paul Skeens. If you really want to grow the game, and you turn on the TV and you're sitting there with your dad and you're a young kid and you see, you know, number 30 walk on the mound and your dad's like, hey, this kid's a rookie. Watch him pitch. He throws 102 miles per hour. Look at this. He's 6'5". You could be that. And the kid's like, oh, man, I can. Like, if you really want to grow the game, and I know that it's like, okay, like whatever, but if you're talking about growing the sport of baseball even more and getting more kids involved, you put him on the mound too. And it's not just about the ratings. It's not just about, you know, the eyeballs. It's not just about you know, him pitching against some of the elite players. It's about him being a young player and dominating and showing other young kids that they could do the same thing, even though that it's way harder.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, but kids will dream to think that they're Paul Skeens.
And I do think he sets a good example.
Yes.
And the warm-up routine is insane.
It's awesome.
It is so cool. He's wearing that back thing and he's swinging. He looks like a crazy person out there, and it works. I mean, he
tosses the football around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He throws a good bomb.
He does.
A little touch on that thing. It's special what he does out there before games, and then he takes it out to the mound. I think if you're baseball, you want to capitalize on this. The biggest story in baseball this year was probably the Shohei Ohtani gambling thing. And then right after that, it's Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Skeens is the biggest story of this baseball season. And if you're not going to take the opportunity to have a 1-1 rookie a year after he's drafted start the All-Star game, I think you've missed out significantly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.